Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Warren Kampf, of the 157th Legislative District in Chester and Montgomery counties. Representative Kampf, welcome to this report to your constituents. There's been a lot of action in Harrisburg this week, and many of the bills that were considered had to do with government reforms, had to do with improving public accountability. What are some of the bills that went through the House? What were some of the action, and what's your opinion of this effort to help to clean things up a little bit in process-wise in state government?
Well, Mike, I'm thrilled to be a part of cleaning things up process-wise in state government. The pieces that we voted forward will be up for third consideration and final consideration, hopefully this coming week. One is to strengthen the penalties for violating the lobbying disclosure laws in Pennsylvania. Another one is to eliminate creation of these legislative nonprofits that convicted former Senator Fumo and former State Representative Vion used to funnel state dollars for their own ends into. We increased the whistleblower protection so that if somebody's working for a private company and state dollars are coming into that company and they're being wasted, if that person complains to the authorities, they're going to be protected from any kind of retaliation or firing. And we also move forward on putting state expenses up on a website in real time. Those are things that absolutely needed to be done, and I'm looking forward to voting for them when they come up for final consideration.
Some other House action that went forward this week were moving some bills that actually dealt with a topic that had been vetoed by Governor Rendell, and that was updating the Megan's Law in Pennsylvania. What's going on with this? I know you have a little bit of experience in terms of being a former prosecutor, so you've dealt with some of the issues that face government when they deal with these types of offenders. What's going on here?
The bills that are coming up on the House floor this week are really to strengthen the reporting requirements for Megan's Law for sexual offenders, essentially to require transients from out of state or somebody who doesn't have a fixed residence, a requirement to register, and then strengthening the penalties, imposing mandatory sentences if they don't register. You know, that's a piece in the fabric of making sure that Pennsylvania is as safe as possible for our law-abiding citizens and to protect our citizens from sexual offenders. As a former prosecutor in Philadelphia and in York County, I know firsthand how important this is, and I'm looking forward to voting on these as well.
And also, of course, constituent interface is a big part of the job of a legislator. I understand you have new offices up and running. What's going on here? What's the information in terms of how people can get a hold of you? And I also understand you may be having kind of an open house.
We have a district office in Paoli, right there at Darby Road and Route 30 in the Malvern Federal Bank office building. It's at 42 East Lancaster Avenue. We're having an open house, kind of to introduce ourselves as an office to the community. It's on February 17th from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock at night. Welcome everybody in the district to come. We're actually going to have a little bit of a program on ways to save energy. You know, the energy rate caps have come off, and you can shop around for an energy provider, and we're going to have a couple of people who can speak to that at the open house. We've also got a satellite office over in Audubon, in the Audubon Shopping Center, where Gennardi's is. It's 2812A Egypt Road. And we're going to have an open house the same day, February 17th, over there for folks in the Montgomery County part of the district from 10 to 12. So please, anybody who would like to, come on by. A couple other things I've been working on. I expect to introduce some legislation on trying to save money for school construction by kind of an opt-in for the prevailing wage law that affects many of our school districts. And I'm also looking forward to doing something on pension reform. So that's a little bit of a local report, Mike.
Representative Kampf, thanks for this report. And tune in again next week at this time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Warren Kampf.